Dave Steele is the blind poet. Through his verse, he aims to help those of us with sight loss and our friends and families better understand our condition and the way it affects our lives. In his three volumes of poetry, Stand By Me, RP, I found a better way to deal with my bad eye days and to treat my sight loss with more equanimity. So it's time to take a step away from our busy day, find out what Dave's been up to, and hear another of his terrific poems. Hi Dave, how are you?
I'm very good, Red. Yourself?
Not bad at all, thank you. And knowing you, you'll have been very busy since we last spoke.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. I had a big webinar call I did last week for a charity in Boston, where I was speaking to a big selection of students, doing a poetry workshop, teaching them how to write poetry themselves and use it as a way to express, which I've been doing quite a lot of recently. So yeah, it's been good.
Well, I should imagine, particularly now more than ever, the need to connect through poetry and express your feelings has never been more important to the sight loss community.
Absolutely. We keep having these conversations about how everyone is having to take these challenges that we're all facing now in a different way and adjust and adapt again to ever-changing regulations with social distancing and the way the world is. So it's quite uncertain times for everyone in the world, but especially for people with a disability and low vision. It's something we're all having to communicate and talk about to try and get through these things.
And I know just as much as we can find inspiration and help from you, you also find inspiration and help for writing yourself from the people that you speak to at these webinars.
Absolutely. Every week on a Wednesday night, we do a regular webinar from my Facebook page on Zoom, which is what they call a tea and poetry. It's based in America. The people that look after all my events in America organize it. And it's been going on from the beginning of lockdown and when the pandemic first started. We started doing these weekly tea and poetry webinars. And the one last week, we really spoke about how people were feeling, dealing with anxiety, and about how we interact with our loved ones and the pressures that it puts on them. And it's been a massive honor for me to build up a following and see how these words have really helped people understand what they're going through.
And has it prompted you to write any new verse?
Absolutely. I've got something pretty special for you, which I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are going to be able to relate to.
Well, over to you, Dave.
In the middle of the night, when all the world is fast asleep, do you lay upon your pillow, thinking thoughts you've buried deep, playing out every scenario of all that's still to come, hoping that there's useful vision left with the rising of the sun? As the clock is slowly ticking, do you mourn for sight that's gone, checking down the back of sofa for the strength to carry on? Is your body so exhausted, but your mind still runs that race, find a route to clearer days without blind challenges to face? Well, just know you're not the only one. Sometimes I lay there too, but these days it's not so often, those long nights are seldom few. Know that time has been my healer, found a purpose to be proud, for this poetry can pierce the heart and lift the hazy shroud. When the world around me crumbles and this sight loss isolates, I write my deepest down for you through my verse articulate, sharing everything that keeps me toss and turning through those nights. But I know now after blindness, there is still the brightest light. There was a time not long ago when I never had a voice. Depression pressed my chest and isolation not my choice. Drowning in the haze and days spent stuck within a rut. I searched for independence, but the door was firmly shut. The system made me beg for help. I lost my place in line, and all the stress and living less made my eyes decline. But when I needed them the most, these words came pouring out. They gave me back my purpose. With each verse, erased a doubt. Each poem like a whisper from a voice inside of me that told me I could live my life despite what I can't see. I've learned a lot from blindness, found when the vision in my mind can overcome the obstacles of slowly going blind. Although I'm far from healed, I've sealed these wounds that once felt pained. I focus not on what I've lost, but all that still remains. And now my voice is heard by many people, just like you. Give hope for blind tomorrows that tomorrow's yet to do.
That has made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. as ever, you've chimed with the way I feel about my RP, but expressed it far more elegantly and powerfully. So if people want to find you online or join one of your webinars, where will they find you?
You can go to my website, which is theblindpoet.net, or you can find me on Stand By Me RP Awareness page on Facebook.
And there's always the Blind Poet shower curtain that you can order as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Every home should have one. Dave Steele, thank you so much for coming back onto the Daily Connect, and we'll look forward to welcoming you back in a couple of weeks.
Pleasure, Ed. Thanks.
Would you like to share your thoughts and feelings with the listeners? Drop us a line at the usual address, radio@rnib.org.uk.